Well, good morning, everybody. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. And we're getting near the end of July. It's July 28th, 2022. And amazingly, not up here in the Northeast, but down south, I know, and out west, schools are getting ready to go back in August, okay? And thank you, teachers. I hope you had a good summer. I know you got off earlier in like May or very early June, time to go back down. And I just want to say, as we get close, I'll probably say this every day, we wish you the best of luck. From Education Talk Radio to you, you have a great year, okay? Please, okay, understand that. Anyway, I'm Larry Jacobs. We have a wonderful show for you today. I got Angela Carter here. Angela is the recruitment and retention manager for Akron, Ohio Public Schools. And that's a tough job these days. They got the right person doing it. And we're going to have a lovely conversation with her on diversifying, how she works to diversify the education workforce in a big city, not the most gigantic city in the world, but a good-sized American city. And that's going to be a really nice show, and I'm looking forward to it. We're going to archive the show like we always do over at ace-ed.org. That's ACE-ED.org. And everything we do is on the American Consortium for Equity in Education. Everything we do is over at ace-ed.org. In other words, there are links to our Excellence in Equity Awards program under awards. Please check that out. There's still a little bit of time to put some nominations in if you want to. All right. Then we've got SEL Today, which is our social emotional learning sites, little resource center we put together. You might be interested in that. We're very hot on teacher. We're going to talk about this today. Teacher retention at teacher-retention.com. Our magazine is over there. We're putting together the back to school issue now, but the current issue is up of Equity and Access Pre-K-12. And just click on the cover. You'll see it there and you can read the magazine. It's really, really good. And then the podcasts, all the podcasts are there. Everyone who's ever done about 4,000 of them. So please check it all out. Listen to what you want to. And we do a lot of stuff at ace-ed.org. And I hope you go over there and check it all out and join with us. You can even join our consortium. We'd love to hear your voice. And it's obviously all free. I got Angela on the line, the amazing Angela Carter. Good morning, Angela. How you doing, my new friend?
Good morning. I am doing well. How are you?
I'm fine. And I have to congratulate you, Angela. We had so much trouble communicating back and forth on the emails, and you were so wonderful and persistent. So I just want to thank you. I'm so glad you're here. I really am.
Absolutely. I appreciate you following through with me, and I'm happy to be here.
Well, it's going to be a great show, and I'm looking forward to it. And you have one tough job, young lady. I got to tell you, being the recruitment and retention manager for a mid-sized city, if I may, Akron. Okay. How many people live in Akron? Do you know offhand? What's the number?
You know what? I'm not particularly sure. I think it's like about 190,000.
It's a lot.
200,000.
It's a big town. Okay. A good mid-sized American city is the best way to put it. Okay, and it's a good city as well. And let's start off simple. Just describe the school district to everybody. Okay, so they know what the free and reduced lunch, you know, how many African American kids, the ethnic demographics, etc. So people know what we're talking about here, the numbers.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, so Akron is a pretty diverse city.
Oh yeah.
We are an urban city. We're one of the urban eight here in Ohio. Can you hear me? I'm sorry.
I can.
Okay, excellent. Yes. So we're one of the big eight. And so we have about the majority of our student population is African American. So we have about and then our next highest population is white. I'm going to actually give you actual numbers here.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great.
Yeah, but if we're talking about
diversifying the work, the education, the teachers, and the staff. So it's important to know how they reflect these students. So go ahead with the numbers.
I love it. So I know in the city of Akron by itself, we have 59% white, 29.9% black, 2% American Indian, which is interesting because, unless I have my numbers written down wrong, I'm just going to go off of what we have here with our student population. And so for black females, it's about 23%, white female 20%, white male 18%, black male 14%. So that's with our teachers. And then with our students, our student population, we have about 45% are African-American, and about 27% white, and then about 6% multiracial, 5% Asian, and then Hispanic is about 5% as well.
Only 5% Latino? I'm surprised.
Yeah, 3% male, Hispanic male, and then 2.93 Hispanic female.
Mm-hmm. I'll be doing. So I just learned something. That's really interesting. That is a beautiful and diverse description of your students.
Absolutely.
Okay, you're lucky. You guys are lucky.
And
okay?
Then compared with our teacher population, we have 68% white female, 18% white male, 8% black female, and 2% black male. So it's definitely a discrepancy.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We keep saying, I love the way we keep saying black male. That's not the same word. We mean M-A-L-E, not M-A-I-L. I'm listening to this. Yes, we blackmail 2% of the people all the time. That's not what we mean, everybody.
Right,
okay?
Right.
African-American male. That's funny, though. It really is. And, you know, boy, you just summed it up in a nutshell. It's hard. Talk to me, you know, about diversification of the workforce. And I have said this a million times. I went to school in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, spent 12 years in Philadelphia public schools a long time ago. And we had a lot of African-American teachers. Once I got into secondary school, we had a lot of African-American teachers, all right? But that number, it was still majority white, but there were a goodly number, okay, of African-American teachers. And I always say to people, they were our teachers. And there was no difference between an African-American teacher and a white teacher, okay?
Right.
Period, end of discussion. They were our teachers. Of course, I'm an old-timer, but that's the way it was, okay?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So it definitely is going to depend on where you're living, which is going to determine the majority of your teaching population. But it's important that we're diversifying our workforce because...
It is.
Yeah, absolutely it is. Specifically, there's research around students and how they perform when they have at least one or two black teachers growing up. So research shows that when black students have at least one black teacher by third grade, they're 13% more likely to enroll in college. And then if they have two black teachers.
I never heard that statistic. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. And if they have two black teachers, it jumps to 32%. And so for black boys from low income households, their high school graduation rate, so the graduation rate from high school increases by 40%. So it's just important that we are, and then not only that, we want to make sure that we are having our students exposed to different types of people, different backgrounds, who come with different experiences that can bring other types of knowledge and connections within the classroom. And it's important that our kids are able to see someone that is representative of who they are in some of our teaching positions, leadership positions, because, you know, we want our kids to see who they can be. And it's nice if you could get it a little mixture in there, absolutely.
Right, actually more of a little mixture, a real mixture, okay, that represents the whole thing. And I'm going to give you the other side of that coin, is that it's important for kids of any given race to have teachers of any and every other given race.
Absolutely.
Okay, because by the same token, there's a degree of respect, okay, given to that person, I'll say it this way, at the front of the classroom. And that's the way you learn, okay? And if you're white and you have African-American teachers or vice versa, and if you have, you know, if you're black and you have black teachers, it makes a difference. The whole thing needs to be diversified, which raises the question, how come more African-American people, and at my point of making my space statement about Philly, it seems like less and less African-American people are getting involved in education. Well, it's a wonderful way to go to college and do something great for the community. And, you know, you're an African-American lady. Ange, what's going on? My theory is that black people don't have such a good time in school. Okay, because they don't have such a good time in school, and statistics prove that they get disciplined more than other people, okay? And when you don't have a good time, you don't want to go back to a place to work, okay? You go into something else, okay? To me, that's a really important thing. What are your thoughts on that? Why aren't we getting enough African-American folks, and I might add Latino folks, into education?
Right.
It's driving me nuts, to be perfectly honest.
Right. So I can tell you, well, the reason why I ended up going into education is because the majority of my people in my family were in education. I had a sister that had special needs. And so that drew me towards education. I wanted to learn how to be a special ed teacher, and, you know, because of my sister having special needs. And so, but there's that question is heavy, it's thick. It all goes back all the way back to Brown versus Board of Education, and back when schools started to be integrated and, you know, segregation stopped, they tried to make it where everyone was being taught by black teachers, white teachers, but then you would get complaints from parents not wanting to have black teachers. Black teachers would get bad evaluations. They would get laid off. The pay wasn't the same. So it's like, it's a systemic issue that kind of, you know, created this. It's unintended consequences, basically.
Unintended consequences. It's just amazing. And by the way, I got to tell you this. This is interesting. I never thought about how you think of, when I think of Brown versus Board of Education, I think of a good thing. But it had some, like you said, unintended consequences.
It never even occurred
to me, but last week I was doing a show with two wonderful African-American ladies who have organized Student Voice down there in Richmond, Virginia, and they told me the same thing about Brown versus Board of Education. Okay,
absolutely.
That had an impact on so many African-American people becoming teachers, which is the exact opposite of what it was intended. It's unbelievable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then, you know, you remember, I mean, you know history and how, depending on where you live,
I remember the Continental Congress. Come on, give me a break. I was there.
Absolutely. And, you know, even the schools were different where some black schools had used textbooks and working from, you know, in schools that didn't have the same type of condition. You know, that's a systemic problem. But we are here now in order to try to work towards knowing that it's possible, knowing that it's a work in progress, that we're moving forward. We're going to, you know, focus on the positive and try to make happen what we know that needs to happen by trying to diversify the workforce and try to attract people to come into education to show that how they can give back. And one of the ways that we're trying to improve what's happening is, you know, making sure that our teachers are educated and they're providing culturally relevant pedagogy within the classroom and being competent and being aware of their own biases and being culturally competent, you know, about themselves and then learning about others and also, you know, making sure that when we are providing instruction with our students that we're being inclusive within our curriculum so that students are, you know, able to see themselves within the curriculum and providing a rich educational experience, inspiring children, motivating children in hopes of them wanting to say, hey, I want to be able to do that when I grow up. And so it's something that we're trying to change right now. We're trying to change experiences for children while they're in the classroom so that
absolutely
they'll want to take the path of moving towards education.
Yeah, and actually there's something else. I'll just say this here and I'll say this to everybody. When I told my history teachers in high school that I wanted to be a history teacher, okay, they all took time to try to talk me out of it.
Right.
Okay. Are you nuts? They said, but I did it anyway, and I enjoyed it when I was there. Okay. And but my point is, we're in a crisis mode now, and teachers today, and I know they are stressed. Okay. I know it. It's a tough job these days. Okay. But you don't do a job. You do it because it's hard. You don't do it because it's easy. That's the quote John F. Kennedy. Okay. You do it because you care about the kids. All right. And the teachers, you just made a good point. The teachers that are there now have to be the ones to push the idea of an education career. If they don't like it and that comes across, the kids aren't going to like it either. What are your thoughts on that? Just about how you change teacher attitude. And that impacts retention too.
Right. Absolutely. It's definitely a part of retention and just, working on our own selves in order to make sure that we can be present for our students. And, and so it's a process, and it's making sure that you're just in a community where you're able to collaborate, talk, and learn from one another. And so that's what we're trying to foster here. We're trying to foster a sense of belonging and making sure everyone's voice is heard and everyone feels seen as well. And so we're trying to do that with our staff, with our students, and with anyone that works with, within our district. And I think that's going to help with improving a lot of things that's happening.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. It's going to improve everything. And now that we're all aware of this, and you said it before, everybody has inherent biases. It is nothing to be ashamed of. Nobody's accusing anybody of anybody. We just have to recognize it. Okay.
Absolutely.
And understand it and deal with it. Okay.
Right.
We all have it. I certainly do. Okay. It just is. But you start to recognize it, and then you begin to change. Okay.
Yes, that's the most important part. Recognize it and be aware so that you can operate off from that.
Yeah. It's not accusatory. It's just part of human nature, and we deal with kids of every ethnic group every day, so we have to understand that. Okay,
yes.
And it's not easy, but we're doing it. All right, I have to ask you, okay, you're in charge of teacher recruitment. Forgetting the diversification, how are we doing just on recruiting teachers, just teachers in general, that I want to ask you about, specifically ethnic teachers, but just teachers in general, how are we doing, how's Akron doing, let me say it even better, on having enough teachers this year?
Right. So we are actually still in the process of filling some vacancies that we have right now. We have about 40 plus vacancies that we're trying to fill with full-time teacher positions. We also have some leadership positions like our dean of student positions. And it's just a competitive, like, even though it's weird because, we have several different districts that are around us. So it's competitive. It's competitive, but I think that we're in a good place where, our salary scale is nice, where we're trying to attract more people by making sure that our salary scale is appropriate and that it's competitive. And I feel that Akron does have a competitive salary scale. And, we're doing marketing, pushing things out on social media and just by word of mouth, letting people know, why would you want to work for Akron? Well, it's a great place to work. It's a collaborative place to work. We are stronger together. We focus on excellence through equity. That's our vision, statement.
I love it.
Yeah.
We're the American Consortium for Equity in Education. I love that. That's great.
Yes.
And you also have the NFL Hall of Fame, for goodness sakes.
We have the NFL Hall of Fame right there, right down the street in Canton. Like, why wouldn't you want to work
Akron? Canton, of course. Yeah. I mean, really, okay, work in Akron. It's the rubber capital of the world, am I right? Rubber capital.
Yes, and you know what? We got all new facilities. The majority of our elementary schools and our middle schools and high schools are all brand new community learning centers. So our facilities are great. Yeah. So as a teacher, I would definitely want to work in Akron because you would have the technology. Every student has their own technology device, computer,
Chromebook, and every teacher has their own device. We have state-of-the-art technology within our classrooms. So it's definitely the place you would want to be in order to deliver the kind of instruction that our students need.
Wow, that's a good sales pitch, I got to tell you. So where are you recruiting from? What's going on with Akron? You got 40 positions available, which, by the way, how many teachers are there in the district?
Good question. The total number ballpark of teachers that we have, I want to say about 3,000.
Yeah, I would think. I'm thinking you only 3, 000, have 40
have
openings.
Student population 40, is about 20,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you got 40 openings.
Yes.
Not too. It's bad, but it's not too bad. Okay.
Right.
So believe me, it's not too bad percentage-wise.
And some of the openings are some of our hard to staff openings. So we have our college and career academies in our high school, where we have people who actually work in a specific profession that help with providing experiences for our students within that. So like we have like a nursing school, we have sports medicine, we have an education pathway, we have an engineering pathway, marketing. And so people are coming out of the field and learning a new craft and providing their expertise in that field with our students.
Do you have a Grow Your Own program for the teachers? Grow Your Own. Yeah.
Yes, we have our Grow Your Own program. We have two schools that have an education pathway.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we do is if you are a substitute teacher with Akron, that's where we pull a lot of our our substitute teacher pool percentage of Black teachers is higher than our teaching pool. And so we tap into our subs and let them know about different routes they can take to become licensed teachers. And we do help with supporting them with getting licenses.
That is fantastic. And that's great that so many of them are African-American people.
Absolutely. So, State of Ohio has an alternative route for people to get their license if they have a bachelor's degree and they've been subbing in a school district. Yeah. Which is
wow,
nice.
That is super. So you guys are in pretty good shape. Okay, actually, I'll ask you, do you feel like you're in pretty good shape right now?
I feel like we're in pretty good shape. And the reason why I say that is because I have a great team here in the Human Resource Department.
Yes.
And we're just going to keep working until we get, each position filled and just try to get creative with, getting the word out and letting people know what's available.
And can I ask, how are you getting the word out? What are you doing? And by the way, feel free to use this podcast to get the word out. Please share.
Absolutely.
Please.
Yes. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
so
please.
We use a lot of recruiting websites like Indeed, ZipRecruiter. We have OhioMeans.com. Also, we definitely utilize Facebook, so our social media platform.
Wow.
And then also attending job fairs. Interacting with colleges and universities, surrounding colleges and universities, Kent State, University of Akron are two of our biggest partners. So definitely that's one of the ways that we're trying to get the word out and let people know, hey, we have jobs available.
That's great. And by the way, I have to ask you something. You mentioned when we started this podcast in cities in Ohio, which has been driving me nuts since you said it, the Big Eight.
The Big Eight.
I got to try to name them, okay? I'm not sure I can, okay?
All right, go for it.
But I'm going to try. But I know I'm going to come up way short. Cleveland, obviously. Cincinnati.
Yes.
Columbus. Okay, they're the big three, okay?
Yes.
Then you would have Akron.
Correct.
Youngstown.
Yes.
Okay. Then which is the one just south of Detroit? What's that one? Just south of Detroit.
Toledo.
Couldn't think of it. Sorry, Toledo. Toledo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How many is that? That's six?
That is six.
What's the other two? Million? So,
oh, you didn't say Akron.
I didn't say Akron? Akron.
You didn't say Akron.
Akron, sorry. So that's seven. I got seven out of eight.
You know the other one because you said the Football Hall of Fame.
Canton? Canton's next?
And Canton. Very good.
The Big Eight.
The Big Eight. You named them all.
Ohio State's in the Big Ten, you know, but this is the Big Eight of cities. Well, I'm going to use that. Believe me, that's a great trivia question. And I apologize for not mentioning Akron. I truly do.
No. You are okay. Absolutely. But, yeah, Akron is definitely a wonderful place to work. Like I said, we have our college and career academies. And within each high school, students can choose what high school they want to go to based on the pathway, their pathway that they want to experience.
I'm thinking here. Did LeBron James give you guys money? Were you the district that he worked with?
Yeah, so LeBron James has a foundation here, and we have the I Promise School. Mm-hmm. We have the I Promise School, which the LeBron James Foundation is a partner with our school. They do a lot for our families and the community, and then our students throughout APS all together. So we're very happy and excited about having the LeBron James Foundation as a partner. They're one of our major partners.
He is a good man. Okay, he is a good man, and I will never forget his championship game that they won, okay, when the Cavs won against the Warriors.
Absolutely.
I never saw anybody play a game that hard in all of my life. I never forgot that. I never saw anything like that in my life. I'm a huge LeBron fan, okay?
That's
I just think
awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, I'm just an incredible guy, okay? I really mean it. What happens? We want more African-American, especially young women, and men. We want men, okay, to get involved in education. It's a great career pathway. Do you, as Director of Teacher Retention and Recruitment, or any of your staff go into the schools and try to talk the kids into becoming teachers in their own home city? Does it give anything to do in that?
You know what? I have not thought of doing that, but that's definitely something that we can look at doing and actually encouraging our children to look at education as a pathway. Absolutely.
Absolutely. You should get in there in the classrooms, the homerooms or the whatever, when they're in 10th or 11th grade. Okay, you're the salesperson, and you do the sales
I am the salesperson. Yeah, because in our North cluster, at our North High School, we have an early childhood education program where students can actively engage in learning how to be an early childhood teacher.
Cool.
And at Vogtel, we have the education professions and leadership pathway where students can enroll in and learn about what it means to be a teacher in different avenues they can take as relates to careers that fall under the education profession.
It all works together. And I'll tell you, when you go in and talk to them, because you're the salesperson, okay, 90% of them will roll their eyes, but you'll have 10% that don't. Okay. And that's a huge amount. Okay. For them to go to college. Okay. Get a profession. All right. Have a steady job with a wonderful pension. And a gratifying career. And kids want that. They want to be pushed along the pathway, okay, and learn what's out there. And if they don't like it, they can always leave. Teach for 5 years and leave if you don't like it, okay? But you won't know unless you try, okay?
Right,
and
right.
What we said at the beginning, for ethnic kids more than anyone, you have to make school comfortable for them. And if school is comfortable and enjoyable, and a really great experience, they'll want to come back and teach. And the other thing, I'll give you the biggest hint, when they come back to teach, they can call all their teachers by the first name. That's the key thing.
Absolutely. And we know that learning is going to be better for any student, no matter who they are, if we're making sure that we have the right environment set for them. So having positive school experiences is going to help with pushing people towards wanting to be a teacher.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Angela, it's also important that you guys are doing some really good work there, and the work you're doing is really, really important, and that's why I wanted you on the show, okay? Please use this podcast to recruit whoever you want, and please keep us posted. We're happy to do everything we can for you, everything we can.
Thank you. I appreciate that so much. I just say everybody go to akronschools.com / careers. and you will be able to see all of our openings that we have so that you too can be a part of a great school district.
You got it. And also, by the way, if you ever want to do a recruitment at it or teacher retention site, just let me know. Okay, you know how to reach me. Free.
Absolutely.
Free.
All right,
no problem.
I will definitely be calling you. I'll be calling you.
Please. Please. We'll be in touch. I'll follow up with you. Okay? This is just great. You're making a difference out there, Angie. I can't thank you enough for being persistent and let's get this together. I just love having you, and I'm so glad we're in touch. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, you take care. All right, and we'll talk
you
soon.
You too. Excellent.
Thanks,
Angela.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That, ladies and gentlemen, is one hell of a lady with one hell of a job, and she's doing one hell of a job. That's Angela Carter, okay? She's at Akron Public Schools, and she's the recruitment and retention manager with Akron Public Schools, and that is a good school district, okay? Check it out, all right? We're going to archive the show over at ace-ed.org. Everything we do is over there, and we do a lot. Check it out. Thanks for listening. I'm Larry Jacobs.